It is all about biodiversity, preserving the world's vast array of plants and animals far into the future. Harvard environmentalist E.O. Wilson.
Biodiversity is a word that's swept around the world since it was introduced in 1988, and it's just short for biological diversity. It means all the different species of plants and animals and microorganisms in the world, if you will, the biosphere or the creation.
Wilson is a spokesperson for the Encyclopedia of Life. The $12.5 million web project went online, unveiling 30,000 pages of information devoted to Earth's life forms. The site at EOL.org crashed when more than 11 million people tried to access it in its first few hours. But it is running now. Planners say the site eventually will have information on all known life species. The purpose of the global sea vault near the North Pole is to make sure the human species survives. And its recent opening gave supporters reason to celebrate. The so-called Doomsday Vault is a backup to the other 1,400 sea banks around the world.
This is a library of agriculture, in a sense, library of life. We've got all the diversity, the heritage.
Kerry Fowler is the driving force behind the project. A former farmer, he's now president of the nonprofit Global Crop Diversity Trust that runs the Svalbard Global Seed Vault.
The public is very aware of the threats of whales or tigers or polar bears or these kinds of things, but you can look them in the eye and you can be very empathetic. But you can't do that with a wheat variety or a carrot variety.
Fowler says the seed bank is insurance against global warming and catastrophe.
If you want to conserve seeds for a long time, you freeze them. So here, we can have frozen seeds without dependency on mechanical systems. If we had climate change scenario and this place warms up, but that'll take at least 200 years under the worst case climate change scenario, 200 years from now, it's still going to be frozen back here.
More than 100 countries have contributed millions of seeds to the secure facility. Paul Sisko, VOA News.